So the Rambam says that Perakei Halacha Tes Mishum Shenemar Shmatem Es HaMatzos. There's a question here as to where this Rambam begins. Some want to say that Mishum Shenemar goes with the previous Halacha, and Halacha Tes begins with a Ficha. But our Rambam has it this way. I'm going to go this way. Anyways, Mishum Shenemar Shmatem Es HaMatzos Klomar Zor B'Matzah V'Shimelos Mikol Tzad Chima. Okay, so what is the Rambam saying? So basically, if you have a Suffolk chametz, it's asur. So the Rambam holds Suffolk deraisa is midaraisa lekula, really. So the Rambam saying is that if it was only a Suffolk, so midaraisa be muta. But over here, there's a separate halacha of shmatim asamatzos, which tells me that even if there's a chance of chametz, I'm not allowed to eat the matzah. Even if he zoru also mikol tzad chimots, so shaloyovol of mayim achas sheniktzar shloibo shum chimots. So the zor matzah shum some mikol tzad chimots. That's what the Rambam says. What's the lacha? The lacha is this is a lacha midaraisa. In other words, it is a separate halacha that you shouldn't, that you're not allowed to eat anything which wasn't the shumah from mikol tzad chimots. Even though, because otherwise, if you didn't have this halacha, so it would be a suffix. Maybe there was chametz, maybe there wasn't chametz. So at worst, it's a suffix, which the Rambam holds is not us midaraisa anyway. But now the Rambam is saying that this is actually an Issa Deraisa, and it's not an Issa Sofek, it's an Issa Vada. You're not permitted to eat any matzah which has any chance of having chimos. That's why those people are machma, they're like the Rambam. Some people eat matzah shmur matzah all Pesach long, based on this Rambam. That's why they do it. The only question in Rambam is like this. Ushmatam asam matzos, is difficult to understand how the Rambam learned the Shmatam Asam Matzos is going on the matzahs all week long. Shmatam Asam Matzos is Matzah Shel Mitzvah. So Matzah Shel Mitzvah is only the first night. So that's why, and that's the Shittas of those of all the Shmur Matzah, only the first night. Okay. So that's the question we have in the Rambam. How do you learn Shmatam Asam Matzos is going on the rest of the week? The rest of the week, there's no Mitzvah Matzah altogether. No Mitzvah Matzah altogether. So where's the how could it be going on the rest of the week? Right, we'll take a little piece of Gemara. Gemara in the Lamed Hayim and Beis. Gemara says that Tana Rabban Yotzei Adam Yidei Chavasa B'Tevel Shmo Niskan. Anyone says Kol Tevel Nami Ola Niskan. The person could be Yotzei Yidei Chavas Matzah even if he uses Tevel as grain. Now Tevel means grain which you didn't take tumor from. You're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says that you would think Yochol Yotzei Adam Yechavasa B'Tevel Niskan. You would think that a person could be Yotzei his chovas matzah if he took grain which he didn't take tumah from. He didn't remove it wasn't mafresh from. The Gemara says later it wasn't mafresh Maaseh Sheni either. Okay, whatever. But he wasn't mekayim the mitzvos of Russia. So when he took this grain, he grinded it up and he made it into flour. So you would think he could be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with such flour. So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Why not? Talmud loma lo sochal olof chametz. Mi sheisura mishum bal tochal chametz. Yotze ze shein yisura mishum bal tochal chametz el mishum bal tochal tevel. So the Gemara says, it's a strange Gemara. Hard to understand what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, lo sochal olof chametz. So what does lo sochal olof chametz mean? It means that you can't lo sochal olof chametz. So what does it mean? Lo sochal olof chametz shivas yomim tochal of matzos lechem on it. Okay, so it's really you have to have the second half of the pasuk, otherwise there's no link from the Gemara. Lo sochal olof chametz shivas yomim tochal of matzos lechem on it. So it's telling you that what that the matzos, what the Gemara is saying is it's telling you that the matzah, the isa with which you make the matzah, must be subject to the Isra of Chametz. Because it says, L'tochel of Chametz, Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzah Slechamoni. So the matzah must be what? Must be subject to the Isser of Chametz. If it's not subject to the Isser of Chametz, so it's not good. Okay. So there are a few problems in this Gemara. First problem is, I can understand saying that matzah is that which did not reach the process of chimut, so it has to be capable of actually reaching the process of chimut. But that it has to have the Isser Chametz, be subject to the Isser Chametz, that's hard to understand. Why does it have the Isser Chametz? Let's say it can't have an Isser Chametz. And the only reason you can't have an Isser Chametz here is because it's a chalalas of the Gemara says. There's not really inherently. This dough could become chametz and rise just like any other dough. It definitely could become nechmatz, chumatz. But the only thing is the Isser Chametz won't be chal. Why? Because it ain't Isser chalalas. So who cares? What's the problem? Okay? Difficult to understand. Moreover, has the Gemara derived this from this psukim? It says, Losoch alav chametz. Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzos Lechamoni. First of all, the pasuk speaking about Shivas Yom Tochel Matzos is not even talking about Matzah Shal Mitzvah. It's talking about the Matzos during the rest of the week. The pasuk Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzos Lechamoni. Is there Mitzvah to eat Matzah the rest of the week? No Mitzvah to eat Matzah the rest of the week. Can eat potatoes. Even though they say in the name of the Grah that if a person eats Matzah there's a Kino Mitzvah, the Rav one time mentioned, he says he really doubts that the Gros said that. And the Maisa Rav isn't 100% reliable. Because it doesn't make too much sense to say a person, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. And a person sat down and then he went through a pound of matzah. What, he has a mitzvah for every kazayas? I mean, it doesn't make too much sense. Halachically. So, at any rate, the question on the wire is, how's it going? What kind of a limud is this? So, so-called law of chomet, shivas yom tachol of matzos lechamoni. So what does it have to do? Where do you see from this that you have to be subject to an Isser of Chametz? An Isser Chametz. Okay? And moreover, it's talking about what kind of matzah? It's talking about Shiva Sintra Lov Matzahs, which really basically means that you just can't eat Chametz during the rest of the week. Doesn't mean a mitzvah of matzah. There's no mitzvah, Shiva Sintra Lov Matzahs Lechamani, to eat matzah the rest of the week. You can eat potatoes. Same thing. Okay. So, and then the next piece of Gemara says, no, even if you say a nisachalissa, so the Gemara says, I understand. Because since you can't have a nisachalissa, so that's why it's no good. Gemara goes on. Gemara says, but if you don't say that way, you can't learn this, you can't have this halacha. The Gemara says, no, even if I say isachalissa, even if I have two rishonim, I have a nisachalissa and I have a nisatevel, still it wouldn't be good. Why? Because it's not enough to have the Isser Chametz, but it must be the only Isser possible. You understand what the Gemara is talking about? The Isser Tevel and Isser Chametz are not comparable. Because the Isser Tevel exists in the Isser. The Isser Chametz is just saying it's subject to Chametz. It's saying it has to be subject only to an Isser Chametz and can't have an Isser Tevel. What kind of a limud is this? It doesn't make any sense. The whole limud. Then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, it doesn't say bilvad. It doesn't say only an Isser Chametz. The Gemara says, no, so it must be the first shot is right. I mean, it's hard to understand this Gemara. The Gemara is difficult to understand what the shot in the Gemara. Okay. We want to explain. A question that we raised is, if a person eats matzah during the rest of the week of Pesach, is it just like eating potatoes halachically? In other words, is there a Shem matzah? Is there something called matzah the rest of Pesach? Or there isn't such a thing called matzah? There's no Chal Hashem matzah. Matzah and potatoes, the same thing. It's just not chametz. So we want to say like this. The halacha, by Shabbos it says, Sheishes yomim tavod v'sisukom o'achtecho v'yom ha'shvi Shabbos l'Hashem alekech. So what does it mean? It means you have to work all week. It doesn't mean you have to work all week. See, Baruch Hashem, some people don't have to work all week. They can sit and learn. They're not even a vera. Right? No halacha, you have to work. Okay? So, the only time you find lucky, it says a guy has to work. Rashi says a guy's not allowed to take a day off. So, Rashi doesn't sound hedgy. Why? Because apparently the Torah holds it's not good for a person to be idle. But a Jew, why can a Jew take a day off? The answer is a Jew can't take a day off. It's impossible. He has to daven, he has to learn, there's a whole day ahead of him without doing any work. There's plenty to do. But a guy doesn't have any mitzvahs. So he can really take a day off. He says, no, he has to go to work. So Sheish Yom Tavod doesn't really mean that you have to work. It means like this. What does it mean? Sheish Yom Tavod, Yom Shishab, 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 Yom It means there's a mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. Shabbos is to abstain from work. Right? To abstain from work. It means you... So, abstention means I'm keeping myself back from doing something, which is natural and normal for me to do. So, Shesh Yom Tava means it's normal for a person to work 6 days a week. Since it's normal, it's recognized, Halacha recognizes it as a normal part of his life. So Shabbos, when he stops, it's considered like an abstention. I'm abstaining from it. That's why it's a mitzvah asei. The same thing with Yom Kippur. You eat all the time. But Yom Kippur is a mitzvah asei. How do you have a positive mitzvah by not doing anything? Positive mitzvah, put on film, I understand. But a positive mitzvah by not doing something? How is it possible? The answer is not doing is something, because you're supposed to, ordinarily, it's normal for a person to do something. So Shesh Yom Tava doesn't mean that he has to work. It means that this is the nature of man in general. You know, look at it, every individual man has to work. But that's the nature of man. You take a look, you see, people go to work. So Shesh Yom Tava, that's the natural thing. The natural state for a person is to do malachos, is to do work. So Shabbos, you must refrain. That's why when you refrain, even though you're not doing anything, you're doing a positive mitzvah. Right? Okay, as a Torah can make nothing into a positive something. So what I want to say is, that with regard to a person, lechem, bread, is considered halachically as a normal part, a normal component, something which is designated for his life, lechem. Lechem is recognized as something which is a part, an integral part of a person's life. So, by Pesach, what happens on Pesach is like this. That since there's an Issur Chametz, what does a person eat? What kind of bread does a person have ordinarily? A person has B'chol Alelot Ana Ochlim, Chametz and Matzah. So you have Chametz and Matzah. Right? But the Halacha is, Halayla Azeh Kula Matzah, Halacha is that in the when the Torah asked the Chametz, so it created a new, it restricted man's bread. It restricted his bread to matzah. So by restricting the bread to matzah, it established matzah as lachmo shel adam for Pesach. So during Pesach, a person's, it's like an attribute of the person has been defined. His bread is different on Pesach. Bread insofar as it's an attribute of the individual. You say, it's an attribute, it's a part of his life. So the halacha is, that's what it means. It means lo socha lo lov chometz. Shivas yamim tocha lov matzos lechemoni. What does it mean? It means, the term means to say, the bread for a person on Pesach is matzah. Because the issur chometz has redefined the lechem lachmo shel adam on Pesach as matzah. So there is a chal Hashem matzah during Pesach. Because a person by nature eats bread. Bread is a part of his life. He eats chametz and he eats matzah. But now the issur chametz came in, removed the chametz, and now his lechem has been defined. The issur chametz created a new kind of lechem that's designated for the person during Yemei Pesach, and that is matzah. So if a person eats matzah during Chol HaMoed, there's no mitzvah, but it is a something. It's not like potatoes. It's lachmo shel adam. It's matzah. That's what the pasuk means. Lo socha lo lov chometz shivas yomim tocha lov matzos lechemoni. It means the bread for Yemei HaPesach has been defined as matzah. Lachmo shel adam is like a component of existence, like a part of his nature. So now what I want to say is, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Okay. So how does the Gemara derive from this? Now we have to go a little further. How does the Gemara derive from this the concept that if I have an Esau, which is not subject to the Issur Chametz, okay, so then it can't be Yotzei Matzah, right? That's what the Gemara says. How do you get that? What it means is like this. You can stop right here in the pasuk. It doesn't tell you this fact. But the Gemara is bothered by something. The Gemara never tells you a theoretical point that has no practical relevance. The Torah will tell you theory. Plenty of theory in the Torah, but it always has to have a practical relevance, because that's what halacha is. Halacha without practical doesn't exist. That's philosophy. So the Gemara's question is, why did the Torah have to tell you this? Lo socha lo chametz is enough. What should us yom tovah lo matzos lechemoni? What does the Torah have to tell you that a person's lechem is defined as matzah during the Yemei Pesach? So what do I care? It's an abstraction. What, what, what's What's the significance? What's the halachic significance of such a thing? So the Gemara says, there's only one possibility. If the Torah told you that halacha, then it must have halachic significance. What it means is that when you have an isa, and you want to create matzah, the Chalashem matzah, the Chalashem matzah is integrally related to the isa chometz, because the isa chometz is koveya the matzah. So when you want to produce an entity of matzah, the matzah must be related to the isa chometz. It must be capable of becoming chometz. Otherwise, if it's not related to the idea of chometz, so then it can't be defined as matzah, because what creates matzah? The isa chometz creates matzah. Because the isa chometz defines matzah. It tells you you can't eat this, and now matzah became an entity. By removing the chometz, the matzah became a positive concept, became an entity. So it's not a halacha just universally. It has to be a halacha in particular. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't tell you this. The Torah doesn't just tell you universals. What does the Torah care if you know where you're eating matzah and onion? What does it make a difference? Might not mean it. So you must say, why did the Torah tell you this? It's a halacha in particular. That when you want to produce matzah in particular, you have a particular Esau, you can't produce it unless it's related in particular to the Issa Chometz. How is it related to the Issa Chometz? By the fact that it's capable of becoming Chometz. If it's not capable of becoming Chometz, it's unrelated to the concept of Chometz. So it can't be defined as matzah. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay? So now we see why. We answer the question of why it is that it's the Issa Chometz that's important. The question we asked was, why does it have to say... I can understand saying that matzah is that which can become chometz, but what do I care about the isa chometz? The answer is the isa chometz is necessary, because the isa chometz is that which is koveya, the lachmo shel adam, which is koveya matzah as an entity. So every particular isa must also be related to the isa chometz. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay. Now we understand the next piece of Gemara as well. The next piece of Gemara is, the Gemara says, that why do you have to say... That there is no Issa Chometz, there's no Issa Chometz was Chal. Even if Chometz would be Chal on table, it still wouldn't be good. Because you must exclusively have the Issa Chometz. What okay exclusively? What okay exclusively? The answer is the Gemara says, now that you're going this far, so I could take it further, I could say, not only must there be an Issa Chometz, but the Issa Chometz must be Koveya in particular, this object, as Lachmo shel Odom for Pesach. So if it's a Dvar Isser, it can't do it, because it's Isser anyway. It can only do it if it's the only possible Isser. See? Then I can, you know, that's a Gemara. As a matter of fact, Gemara is very, very logical. Gemara says, since you're telling me it's a Lach in particular, so why don't I say that if it has an Isser Tevel, even though the Isser Chometz is capable of being Chal, but still it can't be Koveya this piece of, bread, of Esau, can't be kaveya it for matzah, because you can't be kaveya something for lechem if it's also bachil anyway. So it has to be the only possible Esau. That's the Gemara's logical. It's a logical kashan. That pshat makes a lot of sense, but the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says mivi belvad ksiv. So Rashi explains. Rashi says krom mashma the kol mishi Esau chometz noigbo at the yotzebo mishem matzah. He says the pasuk is mashma. It's a very nice theory. The Gemara says. But from the implication of the pasuk, la'sochal of chometz, shivas yom tochal of matzahs, the implication is, all I can derive from the pasuk is that it must be related. Every particular isa must be related to that which is koveya the shem matzah. It must be related to the isa chometz. It doesn't say that this particular piece of bread has to, this particular piece of lechem has to be actually kavua for you l'imei pesach. But it must be a koveya in this particular. That doesn't say that. As long as it's related to the Isser of Chometz, it's related to the Koveya, then it can have the Shem Matzah. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara's final shot. Okay. So, just to clarify a little further, what the Gemara means like this. You see, we ask the question that the Gemara is jumping, because the Gemara starts off with asking with regard to how, being Yotzei the Kezias Matzah on the Leil Rishon Shel Pesach. The Gemara is talking about it. That, you know, if you have Tevel, you can't be Yotzei. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk, but that pasuk Shivas Yom Tevel Matzah is not talking about the first night. It's talking about the Shivas Yomim. So what does it have to do with the first night? You see? So that's the answer. That's the answer I'm telling you. What does it mean? It means like this. It means, since there's a phenomena of lachmo shel odom kol yimei pesach, and lachmo shel odom kol yimei pesach is matzah, and that's a chal Hashem. Matzah is a chal Hashem. But the Gemara says, what's the purpose of telling me this? It must be some halachic purpose. So the purpose of telling me this is to teach me that what? To teach me that the chal Hashem of matzah, you see, the chal Hashem of matzah can't emerge unless it's related to the koveya, which is the Yisro Chametz, right? But what nafkamina can this have la'alacha? It can only have a nafkamina the first night. Well, the first night is to eat matzah. It must be the same matzah, which is matzah throughout the Shivas Yomim. It's the same Chal Hashem matzah. The only thing is the first night is a mitzvah. So that's how the Gemara gets from the Shivas Yomim back to the first night. You see? Why? Because it can't be the Torah is telling you an idle phenomena that there's a Chal Hashem matzah during Pesach. What do I care if there's a Chal Hashem matzah during Pesach? There's a what? There's no enough community with regard to halacha. And the Torah doesn't tell you in halacha just ideas, just concept alone. It has to have some practical value. So that's why the Gemara says the practical value must be in terms of the Chafetz Shel Matzah. But when is Chafetz Shel Matzah a practical phenomena? Le'al Rishon Shel Pesach. Le'al Rishon Shel Pesach. That's how the Gemara gets from the Shivas Yom back to the first day. Okay, first night. All right? Now let's get back to the Rambam, okay? The Rambam says, that Mishum Shemim Ashmatam is a matzah, right? Shema Koma Hizor, but matzah Vishima is only called Tzad Chimutz. Now, so Halacha is, Rambam holds, that you have to wash the matzah from called Tzad Chimutz. So we said it's very nice, but that's just referring to the matzah's mitzvah. How does the Rambam get this for a whole Pesach? How does the Rambam extend Mishmatam is a matzah? Shmatam is a matzah, says, well, matzah is a Chav Hashem. Where's the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah the first night. Where's the rest of the Pesach? Let's go Rava. Okay. And now we can understand the Rambam. Because based upon this Gemara, the Rambam fits in very nicely. Because since what does the Pasuk teach you? That matzah is a Chal Hashem not just on the first night. Matzah is a Chal Hashem for the entire 7 days. It's a Chal Hashem. So therefore the Rambam has a right to say Yishmatam as a matzos is not just referring to what? It's not just referring to the first night, matzah shel mitzvah. Matzah is a Chal Hashem, the Gemara shows, a Chal Hashem during the entire week. So Shmatam as a matzos means wherever you have a Chal Hashem matzah, the entire week. Now I'll show you why the Rambam really wanted to learn this way. Why he didn't learn the other way? Why didn't learn it's the first night only? Because you can say, okay, so it could be the rest of the week or the first. Maybe it means the first night. So Shmuel was wrong, right? The question that the Rav Magid asks. Question is, well, Rambam over here says you're not allowed to eat anything besides Shmuel. And then at the end of Perek Ches he says the person has matzah mishmaris and matzah shein mishmaris. When he finishes his suda from matzah shein mishmaris, he eats matzah Shmuel b'achrona, right? It's a question. Rambam just said before he can't eat matzah shein mishmaris. So the Rav answered. The Rav said, no problem. There's two halachas in mishmaris. One halacha in mishmaris is that it's mishmaris. Okay. So in other words, halacha is there's two halachas in matzah shmur. One halacha matzah shmur is a mishuma mechimas. The other halacha is that it must be mishuma l'shem matzah mechimas l'shem matzah. That's halacha l'shmur. Okay. So now the Ram says, "What is Ram means?" So that's what the Rav answered. So the question is, so why did the Rambam? Now I'll show you why the Rambam actually learned to Shmatam as a matzah is not going on the first night, but it's going all week. I'll tell you why. Because how do we understand it? Let's take the other sheet. So there's no phenomenon. There's no matzah shmur the rest of the week, right? Now you want to produce matzah, okay? So what are you going to tell me? You do shmira l'shem mitzvah, right? Shmira l'shem mitzvah you're going to do. What do you mean shmira l'shem mitzvah? There's no such thing as shmira. There's no such phenomenon of shmira. You see? The Rambam's right. L'shma, what is l'shma? L'shma is, if matzah is a halachic entity, so you need l'shma. Wherever you have a halachic entity, you have to have l'shma. Right? A lulav is not a halachic entity. A lulav is just a physical phenomenon. Take a lulav off a tree, that's it. But tefillin is a halachic entity. Sukkah is a machlokes. Shabbos. So it's a question, what kind of a substance it is. Wherever you need a purely halachic abstract entity, so it has to come into existence through a person doing it, creating it for that purpose. All right? Just like it parallels reality. Just like a lulav is produced by a tree, okay? If you're producing a halachic entity, it must be produced by a halachic person. So it has to be done lishma. But if you just need a physical phenomenon, then the cause of it doesn't have to be lishma. So if matzah is a halachic entity, the first night it's a halachic entity you need, a halachic entity of matzah, so you have to do lishma. But what do you do lishma? You say what? So you do shmir lishma? But shmir is nothing. What does it have to do with it? If shmir is not a phenomena, so you're introducing an artificial thing in order to create a matzah shel mitzvah. I could see doing the leish lishma, but what's the shmir lishma? Okay, what is shmir lishma? So, according to the Rambam, that's why the Rambam says that the phenomena of matzah mishmeres must really be all week long. Mishmarta mishmatzah is all week long. Shimra is on the cold, sign of chimot. What does it mean? It means to say that matzah is really something which is meruchak mechimot. Meruchak mechimot. That's the definition. The lechem that's kavua for the entire week, that chaleshem lechem which is kavua for the entire week, is really not just the absence of chametz, but it's a lechem which is meruchak from chimot. That's the definition of lechem. Now you need the first night, you need a chafta shal mitzvah, there's no problem. So the process of shimur, now you do lishma. Now you do lishma. The shimur lishma. Now you produce that. So the Rambam works out very nicely. Why, if you're going to say that, the Rambam holds like this, if you're going to say that there's such a phenomenon as shimur lishma, then you can't tell me that there's no such thing as shimur during the rest of the week. Why? Because if you're going to say there's no such thing as shimur during the rest of the week, so what are you doing? You're introducing an alien kind of process, which you don't need at all, and you're just introducing it in order to create a matzah lishma. What kind of thing have you do that? It doesn't make any sense. But if you say that matzah is really the lachmo shel adam, that's kavur for Yemei Pesach, and there's not just as it is halacha in the sechametz in general, but that lachmo shel adam, that's kavur Yemei Pesach, requires, demands, that it should be what? It should be something which is meruchak from chimotz. Ushmatam as amatzes. The shmatam as amatzes comes after the pasuk of Gemara was. Lo soch alav chamei chivas yom tachol alav matzes. So what does that pasuk tell you? There's a chal Hashem matzah for kol yimei Pesach. Right? What creates the chal Hashem matzah? The yis chametz. Right? Fine. Now you know there's a chal Hashem matzah for kol yimei Pesach. So now the Torah comes along and tells you, ushmatam as amatzes. This Chal Hashem Lechem, this which is kavua for the Dagon, that's kavua for Adam, Kol Yemei Pesach, has to be Meruchat Mechimot. It qualifies that which it made into a Chal Hashem, which made into an entity. Now that you have this qualification, that's how it's produced. It's produced through it has to be Meruchat, it has to be from Chimot, so that you require Shimur. Now, for the first night, so it makes sense to say that what? That you want to have a cheftz shel mitzvah, so you say take the same process, but you do lishma. You do lishma, the same process which produces the lechem shel adam. You call Yemei Pesach, you use it, you do it lishma on the first night, and now you have matzah shel mitzvah. That's how the Rambam learned. It's very good, so shmatan and shmatan is on the contrary. It has to be always long, according to the Rambam. If it wasn't always long, how could you introduce an alien type of process, method, to create a matzah just because you need it? Right? Okay. You see, that's the Gemara of Mem Amaralach. Ki afchisu kipi afchisu l'shem matzah. What does it mean? It means when you're doing the shimur, you should do the l'shem matzah. So you see, the shimur has to be done with shmah. That's the Gemara of Mem Amaralach and so on. Okay. Shmatim as a matzah. It's a whole sugya of Lusitah.